3, sip of tea, toe, one, action.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And welcome
to Ghoul Society.
That's my little sister, Sarah.
And that's my big sister, Jamie.
We are grateful to be recording on the unceded stolen territories of the Songhees and Esquimalt First Nations and the Lekwungen and Wasanich peoples whose historical relations with the land continue to this day. As uninvited guests, we are committed to disrupting racism and colonial violence within ourselves, our families, and our communities. By listening to this podcast, you've officially been inducted into the
Ghoul Society.
Forewarning, my feathered fellow friends, I don't feel good.
Jamie don't feel good.
I'm very dizzy and nauseous. I think my glasses are doing it to me.
Oh.
Anytime I wear my glasses all day, then this is what happens.
It's probably because you don't wear them all day every day.
Maybe. I was also reading right before we started this that polycarbonate lenses can make people feel dizzy.
Yeah.
Which is like the thinner, stronger type ones, which I didn't get like if there's like three levels. I didn't get like the most strongest, thinnest. I got the medium strongest, thinnest.
Right. But also like if I get up on a day off and I put my glasses on and then I go for a run.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get really fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, I don't run with my glasses on. So I get really fucked up.
Huh.
And my eyes, I will feel like nauseous and dizzy on my run.
Yeah. And like pukey kind of.
Yeah, so I just don't wear them.
Everything
in the
is kind of like vertigo-y almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shitty. Well, anyways, two things. One.
One is Halloween, bitches.
Yes, it's true. And I feel like the veil is thinning. Things are feeling
spookier,
more sensitive, more in tuned. Things are just feeling a certain way.
Yeah.
I'm sensing it. That's number one. Number two, my lovely mentor, colleague, and his daughter have been listening to the show.
Oh, hi.
Shout out. Hey.
And, nice to meet you.
Well, if we go all the way back to our very first episode, I would like to do a corrections corner.
Fuck off.
Because I said Giorgio. What was his last name again? Rasputin.
That's not our first episode, you dingbat. Isabella.
Yes. Wait, when did I talk about Rasputin? Like two or three. It was pretty soon.
No, Jamie.
Okay, Sarah's checking. Sarah's fact checking me. Listen, I didn't say this. Someone else said it to me. So.
Is it Bassanio's chief of police? Is that the...
Why are we like this? I knew this would happen. I knew if we used stupid names for the episodes, we wouldn't ever be able to find them.
It is Bassanio, chief of police.
Oh my god.
Wait, why did I just realize it's police and not police?
Yeah, because it's funny. Well, turns out it's not Giorgio. It's... Hold on.
I actually kind of have another corrections too. I think there's been a few corrections.
It's Gregory.
Gregory.
No, Gregory.
Gregory.
But I guess I spelt it wrong in my story.
Okay, well then it's spelt wrong in the description.
Yeah. Sorry. Whatever, he was a fucked up guy, so he can use a flack. Anyway, so they always make fun of me for it, and it's really cute and funny.
Oh, that and is I like cute it. And funny.
Yeah. What's your correction?
In multiple episodes, we reference the Hudasani peoples.
Oh, yes.
And that's not how you pronounce it.
Oh.
Or at least that's not how the people in my certificate online course are pronouncing it.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, well, now I forget, so give me a moment.
Haudenosaunee.
Oh.
Haudenosaunee.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Haudenosaunee.
Yes.
Okay, thank
you. Yeah, but I've been doing this online certificate for that Indigenous history one.
Yeah, I love that.
And then...
You were like, fuck.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my corrections, so...
And me too. I'm sorry too. I fucked that one up too. But now we know.
Now we know.
Haudenosaunee.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, should we just get right fucking into it so I can go to bed?
Yeah, same. I actually have to like finish a module before I go to bed.
6:30, but it's
fucking time, bedtime.
I feel like I'm gonna puke.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What?
Well, this is the last episode before Halloween.
Yeah.
So, I just want to say happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween!
Please make good choices.
And I hope everybody has fun. I'm going on a pub crawl. Oh. So, that's what I'm doing.
Love that. Have fun. Stay safe. Make good choices.
Go to a haunted house.
Make sure that you have a ride home if you are using any substances or alcohol, which is also a substance, but for some reason we separate it from drugs, which is weird.
Drugs and alcohol.
And have a lovely, spooky, amazing, fun time and wear the best costume ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Are you dressing up? What are you being?
I decided what I'm going to do. I'm going to dress up as my usual vampire costume.
Okay.
At school.
Do you want the cloak?
Yes. You have my cloak?
The black and red one?
Yeah.
I have it.
Oh.
Do you want it?
Yes, I need it back.
Okay.
That's my cloak, my special vampire cloak.
I think I also took the orange and black one.
Oh, nice. Like from when we were kids?
Yeah.
That's really funny. Because we are going to watch Nosferatu.
It's
the old one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so I thought I would dress up like a vampire for
it.
But I want to do like a lot of like makeup.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, what are you going to be?
Probably a pirate, so can I borrow your stuff?
Yes, you may.
Probably a pirate just because, guess what? I left it to last minute again.
Yeah.
We didn't even go to Spirit Halloween this year. I didn't even go to Michael's this year.
It's
I don't
not
have
too
fucking
late.
Time.
Well, you better make time, brother.
Next week. I don't week. Have time. Montana and I are going to a haunted house Thursday night.
Where?
Gailey Farms.
Oh, yeah. You're going to Scary.
Yeah, we're doing the whole package. So we're doing the corn maze and then the haunted house.
Nice.
They have three.
And the train.
Yeah, they have three chicken exits for scared people. It's 6,000 square feet.
That's too big.
I know. I'm actually really scared.
Yeah, you should be. But the other parts of Gailey Farms, that's really fun.
Yeah, so we're doing that. And yeah, you know, we got our Halloween market. And...
Yeah.
I still have those earrings to give you.
Oh.
From Emma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody go check out... What's her handle? M Makes Shop. M Makes? Yeah.
Mm.
You'll find her. Anyway, she makes really beautiful earrings. And thank you, Emma. I love them.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I just haven't given them to you yet. But I have them.
How dare you. Okay, perfect.
Sorry, I keep forgetting.
I know. All right, tell me. Tell me the story that you're going to tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you the story I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So in August of 1996, in Pontefract, West Yorkshire, England, the Pritchard family, made up of Jean, Joe, and their children Philip, 15, and Diane, 12, moved into their new home, 30 East Drive.
Okay.
You know this story?
I think so.
The move was like any other, uneventful but likely stressful. Once they were moved in, Jean and Joe had gone away for a long weekend when Philip and his grandmother witnessed a fine layer of dust fall from the ceiling. Yeah. Only it fell from the height that was around their shoulders, not above their heads.
Weird.
Philip's aunt was also visiting for the day and offered to clean up the weird dust that had appeared. And when she went into the kitchen for cleaning supplies, she suddenly slipped on a puddle of water that had appeared seemingly out of nowhere. Confused, she grabbed the mop, but more pools of water began appearing on the kitchen floor as she tried to clean up the ones that were already there.
So weird.
The house's water supply was even turned off, and the pipes and flooring were inspected, but there were no leaks to be found. Before Joe and Jean returned from their holiday, sugar and tea leaves were reportedly sprinkled over the countertops, cupboards open on their own, and loud bangs could be heard upstairs when everyone else was downstairs. It's said that Philip and Diane's uncle even called the police to do a welfare check on the home, but nothing amiss could be found. All of this was the start of the hauntings experienced in what is known as Britain's most haunted house, as the Pritchard family experienced some of the weirdest paranormal happenings that I've read.
Damn. Yeah. I think I listened to the Two Girls, One Ghost episode of this.
Two Girls, One Ghost.
Yeah.
Probably. Despite the paranormal experiences that I will get to, Jean Pritchard continued to live in the home for years, well after the kids moved out and Joe died, maybe? I don't know.
Oh.
Until she moved into a nursing home in her old age.
Damn.
It said that as soon as Diane and Philip were able to, they moved out of the home and really went back to visit. Like, when they became, like, 18. They were like, fuck that shit.
Yep, that makes sense. I would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While living at 30 East Drive, the Pritchard family experienced typical poltergeist behavior. Now, before we get into these hauntings, let's revisit what a poltergeist even is. The word poltergeist comes from the German words poltern, or to make sound, and geist, which is ghost or spirit.
Oh.
Essentially translating to noisy ghost or noisy spirit.
Mm.
Derived from German folklore, a poltergeist is a type of spirit that creates often loud physical disturbances, such as throwing objects, slamming doors, or even biting and scratching. Bad smells
are... That's really scary.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like biting and scratching from a ghost.
Bad smells are often associated with these types of spirits, as well as electrical disturbances such as flickering lights and energy changes that people feel or see while using ghost hunting equipment such as EMF readers. There are multiple theories or explanations of poltergeist activity. People often think it's a hoax, some kind of psychological dissociation, a natural phenomena of some kind, or you just believe it's paranormal, like me.
And me.
Yeah. The most common explanation of poltergeist activity is that it's a hoax, or the activity that's being created is that of a living person because they want to cause mischief or they want attention. Hmm. And this is most commonly associated with objects being thrown and knocks being heard because they're the easiest to dispute and be done by a living person.
Right.
Alongside hoaxes, it's been long believed that paranormal activity is nothing but some kind of an off psychological experience. Hmm. Claims of this have been investigated since the late 1800s, though most commonly through psychical research societies. If we look at anomalistic.
Oh, anomal? Like,
anomalistic? Thank you.
Anomalistic.
Psychology, which is the study of human behavior. Poltergeist activity can be explained by illusions, memory lapses, delusions, and wishful interpretations or tricks of light that our brains interpret as something otherworldly.
Wishful interpretations, bitch. I don't think anyone's wishing for shit to be thrown off their shelves. You know that video of that knife flying out of the cut block? Yeah.
I hate that video. It's so fucking spooky. Scary. On a similar wavelength, people have time and time again attempted to scientifically explain poltergeist activity that can't be linked to a hoax or something psychological.
These scientific explanations are also considered to be natural phenomena, such as air drafts, houses settling, wood contracting and expanding due to temperature and moisture changes. And finally, we have the paranormal branch of poltergeist activity. Mm. According to the founder of Spiritism, Allan Kardec, poltergeists are manifestations of low-level disembodied mischievous spirits that are thought to be associated with the elements. And we often discuss these spirits as being elementals. So, kind of interesting. Kind of. In this line, poltergeists and elementals are similar. So sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're not. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because you can go down really deep.
Yeah.
Deep holes with that.
True.
And now that we've covered poltergeists as entities, let's dive into the disturbances that the Pritchard family experienced at 30 East Drive.
Okay.
The spirit that eventually became known as Fred to the family would throw objects around, and the family experienced being slapped or even pushed down the stairs. Of note, one night, Diane was being dragged up the stairs by an invisible force. This left her obviously traumatized.
So scary.
And she lived with finger marks on her throat for days.
Holy shit.
Like someone was grabbing her throat.
Like dragging her up the stairs by her throat.
Yeah, that's like her family witnessed up. That happening.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Like multiple people.
It's so fucking crazy.
And I think this was the most physical that the spirit or Fred ever got. And it was shortly after this that Diane decided to move out of the home as she was becoming an adult. So she's like, fuck that shit. Get me out of there.
Yeah.
Throughout the years, the family also experienced an odd green foam that would come out of the plumbing.
Okay.
And I'll mention now that I did read a blog post that claimed that the family that lived in the home before the Pritchards, known as the Farrahs, lived in the house for a year before they convinced the Pritchards to move in.
Oh,
weird. According to this blog post, the Farrahs experienced objects moving, hearing voices in empty rooms, and scratches on their young daughter. However, I didn't find anything else about this family, like on the house's website or while reading other articles.
Yeah.
So I'm like...
And also, what do you mean they convinced the Pritchards to move
like, they
in?
Were like,
they sold it to them?
Yeah, they were like, you should move in to... Or they were like neighbors. They're like, I don't know.
What?
They're just like, do you want to trade houses? Like, this one's better.
But they were just fucking them up.
They were, yeah, like, they were JK, scared.
It's actually worse.
JK, it's actually... A poltergeist that will hurt you and taunt you for years.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. For years, the Pritchard family experienced strange happenings in their home. Lights would turn on and off by themselves, plants would come out of their pots, and photographs would be flung off the walls. While the Pritchards referred to this entity as Fred, the local press called it Mr. Nobody. Priests were called to the home to conduct exorcisms, but the spirit continued to stay and terrorize the family that lived within. Those who attempted to exorcise the entity in the home were dragged downstairs and slapped, all while water would drip down the walls in a show of mockery that their holy water wouldn't do anything.
That's crazy. That's like the Bleeding House, kinda.
Yeah, but water. Like holy water.
Yeah. So weird.
I know.
Where's the ghost getting the water?
From the moisture in the air?
Okay.
I don't know.
It's like a cloud.
How do ghosts get anything? Why is there green foam coming out of their plumbing? Like, why is
I feel like
is
that's just a septic issue. Maybe.
But I think that they would not be on septic. It's like a duplex.
Yeah, in like, what year is this?
Well, they moved there in 96.
Oh, okay.
And they lived in the home for like quite a few years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Even when the Pritchards were told that something evil and likely demonic was in their home, they wouldn't leave. Not even when Joe and Jean saw a very slim and tall hooded shadow figure standing in the doorway of their bedroom.
They wouldn't leave because they couldn't or because they just wouldn't.
Jean wouldn't leave.
Huh.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
After they saw this figure, he began to be seen more frequently, and eventually the entity became known as the Black Monk. Why? I don't know. It's difficult to say who this entity is or where they came from, but one rumor is that this figure is a 16th century Cluniac monk who lived nearby who was hanged on the land for assaulting a young girl.
Wow.
But this is just a rumor.
Maybe it was also the monk who pulled Diane up the stairs by her neck.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure the Black Monk and Mr. Nobody and Fred are all the same thing.
Right, yeah.
But now it, like, showed itself.
Right.
Rather than being an unseen force.
I see. Interesting.
Today, 30 East Drive conducts tours of the home, and you can even stay the night with Fred. It's become a hotspot for paranormal investigating and continues to reach people across the world. I made a grave error.
What?
They moved in 66, not 96.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought.
I thought it was more everybody. 60s. Yeah, they moved there in 66.
That's okay.
And in 1981, a book called Poltergeist was released about the home and became quite popular in the paranormal community. Additionally, a 2012 movie was loosely based on the Pontefract poltergeist called When the Lights Went Out. So that's kind of cool.
Spooky.
Whether you believe in poltergeists and the paranormal or not, you can't deny that the poltergeist of 30 East Drive, Pontefract, is overwhelmingly creepy. If you're thinking, well, it's probably debunked, like the Enfield poltergeist, I guess you'll just have to go to Yorkshire yourself to prove it. And while Reddit and YouTube have some posts about this poltergeist being a hoax, this is bound to happen, especially when a haunted location becomes so popular and reaches the corner of the world. And that's my story of Pontefract and the poltergeist.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky, ooky.
Yeah.
I also know that there's some more kind of like stories and information about it. Like when I was listening to it about how like the aunt lived next door and she would come by and like live there sometimes because the kids were really scared and their parents, I don't even really understand.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I also saw that like sometimes like Diane's room was the worst for some reason.
Yeah.
And that like things would be thrown at her like in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the room would shake.
Right,
and
okay.
I'm like...
Yeah, and wasn't there also, like, what? A dresser in the corner of the room or something? Something to do with a dresser would, like, move a lot? I don't know. Maybe that's a different story. Sometimes I listen to too many back-to-back.
Yeah, and they all mash up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I find that for a lot of... Like, we've been doing haunted houses all month, but a lot of haunted houses, a lot of poltergeist activity stuff. It's hit or miss with this research.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Like, what do I gotta do to find all the same articles that, like, Two Girls, One Ghost is finding?
Or, I know, like, it's true. How do they get so much info?
I don't know.
I don't know how they
Someone
do
tell me what I'm doing wrong. But also, if only, like, one article is saying something and it's not in, like, it's not on the website. Yeah. It's not, like, on the house's website.
Yeah.
It's not in these other...
Then, like, is it even true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, that's weird.
Like I said about the Black Monk. Like, that was in...
Right.
People think, like, there's just a rumor that there was a monk that died there.
Yeah. So weird. What?
Where did that come from? I don't know. But it's there now.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so.
Well, thank you for sharing that short and sweet kind of story.
Yeah, thanks everybody. That's my last haunted house
of the month. My last haunted house. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, corrections, or critiques, you can email us at...
GhoulSocietyPod@gmail.com.
You can find us on Instagram at...
Ghoul Society Pod.
You can follow Sarah's beautiful TikTok videos at
ghoul.societypod.
And for any trigger warnings and resources, you can find them in each episode's description box.
And leave us a review.
Yeah, give us some stars, give us a comment, leave us a review.
Also, you can find us on YouTube too.
And tell your friends, tell their friends.
Tell everyone's friends.
Friends, friends.
Yeah, we're almost at 2,000 listens.
Woo! So. We're working our way up there.
Tell your friends.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.